What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, Netanyahu came out guns blazing.
Yes, he did.
Against the Democrats.
Yep.
Against the Democrats.
And the anti-Semitic, but then you repeat yourself when you say that.
Yes. The incredibly anti-Semitic, disgusting Democrats and their shock troops in the streets.
And in the halls of Congress.
And in the halls of Congress.
Those that showed up.
And I mean, look, Todd Pyro nailed this. What message is this sending to our enemies when the vice president, who would be president, won't be seen in public with Netanyahu? What message does that send? And it's devastating, the message that it sends. Go ahead. We are with you. And what is happening here, what you're seeing, is two United States of America. Two. When the Democrats are in power, they are on the side of terror and Hamas, which is what Bibi Netanyahu called them out for yesterday. And America is not Israel's ally at all. When the Republicans are in power, America is Israel's ally. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. Right there. It's two countries. It's schizophrenic. You want to know another example of this? I'll give it to you. Trump is in office. Russia does not go into Ukraine. We partner with Putin to take out Obama's caliphate. And yes, it was Obama's caliphate. By benign, deliberate neglect, he nurtured it and allowed it to grow there to 40,000 strong on the border between Syria and Iraq. And at times, even trained the troops that protected it in Jordan. We know that for a fact. It's indisputable. And John Kerry and Obama tell us, oh, it's going to be, you know, years they'll be there, maybe decades. We just got to live with this caliphate. Trump comes into office, partners with Putin. Bam, 9 months. 9 months, they are dressing these ISIS soldiers, dressing as women and running from the country, hiding in caves beneath the earth as we Moab them to hell. Where the good Lord, I'm sure, sent them. Caliphate gone. Did Putin invade Ukraine? No. Putin partnered with us to destroy the caliphate. To the benefit of Russia, you just recently saw them attacked, right? By jihadis and America. No problem. Then the other America comes into office. Joe Biden is selected president. Right? What happens? Immediate troop buildup, because they've got to go to war now. They got to go to war with America now, the other America. Immediate troop buildup on the Ukrainian border. That's what happens. Didn't happen under Trump. Why? That's a different America. And so in foreign capitals, they plan their foreign policy according to which America is in power. The real normal America, the Trump America. And Lee, I've said this many times. I have, I criticize Trump. I will give you the truth. I'll tell you when he's messing up. Mm-hmm. Trump's foreign policy is brilliant. It's what should be taught at West Point. It is very nearly flawless. And you know what it is? It's just good old fashioned common sense. Put 15 people on your street together who are normal Americans, sit them down, they'd come up with the same thing.
No.
This is not hard stuff. This is really super simple stuff. Like, hey, we don't need to borrow, $6 trillion invading countries. Why don't we just take the satellite technology we have and drone the leadership of Iran? We only have to get one of them. They'll be very well behaved. And then guess what? Guess what you could do? You could go sit down with the Taliban after that and simply say to them with Mike Pompeo at your side, hey, you know what? You touch a hair on the head, because Trump actually did this. You touch a hair on the head of one of our soldiers. Guess what I got on my phone right here? Look at this. He says to the leader of the Taliban, here's your home where your children and wives live. You want that blown up? No? Okay. Leave our troops alone. And they did. And Trump walks out of there. And he says to his face, I will kill you. And the translator hesitates, like, are you sure you want me to say that? And he's like, say it.
Yeah.
I will kill you. And everything is understood. And guess what? The best part, Lee, is that peace is had and no one dies. Nobody dies. It's amazing. But then the relationship changes when the Democrats come in. Okay, so Netanyahu is addressing that schizophrenia. Literally, you ever seen one of those movies where there's like two personalities in somebody's head?
Mm-hmm.
And we find out the murderer, like one of the personalities killed the
victim. I remember the movie Three Faces of Eve.
Yeah. Okay, that. So Netanyahu is directing his conversation to one of the two personalities, is the normal, rational, sane American personality. And there's Hamas in the streets, which is merged with the Democrats. And this whole clip, you played part of it, this whole clip here from, you know, Netanyahu. He's addressing the Democrats here, and you hear him address the protesters. Take a listen.
I have a message for these protesters. When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots. Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC.
Dang.
That one got me yesterday.
I loved that.
That was a little over the top, but he's absolutely right.
But he's right. And yes. And this is what he knows, okay? When Kamala Harris's stepdaughter fundraises openly on Instagram for Hamas and raises millions of dollars, he knows what side they're on. He was here in Washington because right now Joe Biden and Democrats are holding up weapons shipments to Israel. And Bibi Netanyahu is saying, listen, you don't need to borrow $6 trillion, send your troops, and get into one of these stupid forever wars, okay? We're going to fight it for you. We'll fight it for you. That's the smartness of the Trump foreign policy. Empower the people who want to fight the war for you instead of borrowing $5 trillion and getting a bunch of Americans killed. Bibi Netanyahu is saying, I will subdue the Middle East for you. And if you do not subdue the Middle East, you're gonna end up in mortal peril. The American people will. They're going to attack you. Let me do it, is what he's saying. Stop blocking the weapon shipments. Keep in mind, folks, these are weapon shipments, including bombers that they have paid for, okay? We're not giving them these weapons. This isn't, you know, warfare, welfare. This is, they paid for these, and the Biden administration is blocking them. And he's saying, look at your Democrat Party. They're supporting Hamas. All we want to do is subdue the Middle East before it fully burns to the ground. Give me the weapons. And he made it clear that is what he's here for. He's not asking us to send battalions and squadrons and people to die. He's not. He's not asking us that. He doesn't even want that. Give me the weapons. Stop holding them up. Let me go to war with your enemies. And the Democrats won't even be seen with him, Lee. Think about that.
Yeah, it's too bad Kamala couldn't show up because she would have seen what a real leader looks like.
Yes.
That's what a real leader looks like. That's what a real leader sounds like.
And, you know, let me make this really, really real to people, okay? Because you have unfortunately not been given the full story of how emboldened the Iranian leaders are. Now that they know, wink, wink, nod, nod, that the Biden administration, now Kamala Harris, is on their side, okay? Now, they try to play this down like, well, you know, we had one, you know, confidential human source saying the Iranians might murder Trump. No. Here's the first assassination attempt. The guy has a name, but you never heard it. Shahram Poursafi. He tried to hire members of the Mexican cartel to kill Trump and or his inner circle. Preferably, they wanted to start with Bolton and with Pompeo. He actually put $300,000 into an account for a cartel hitman to murder Trump's inner circle and planned to murder Trump with a $1 million contribution. Where did he do this from, Lee? Iran? No, the U.S. Oh, you didn't hear about him? Yeah, we got him in 21. I'm shocked the Biden administration even picked him up instead of stood by and let him go through his plan, quite frankly. That was in 2021. That's how serious they are. This is not a theoretical threat against Trump's life. What we're talking about now is the second assassin. Where's he? Well, when they were still telling the truth about this, they thought he might have crossed the border or might be scheduled to cross the border or trying to cross the border from Venezuela. He speaks Spanish. They had a wanted poster with his face and his name. He, too, like Shahram Pourzafi, is a member of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, Quds Force. Is he in the U.S.? Who knows? I mean, honestly, God, who knows? Did Biden let him in? Did Mayorkas let him in? Who knows? I don't know. But they have a wanted poster for him and have since April. As this is who our enemies are, Lee. They are so emboldened by the Democrats. They are in the country. And they're in Mexico. And they're hiring cartel hitmen to kill Trump as Mayorkas unsecures and insecures Trump rallies. You think they don't see this in foreign capitals? You think there aren't conversations going on right now about, wow, we could get Trump. Secret Service is not protecting him. They want him dead. No, they do. Not. I mean, I'm talking about the Democrats, clearly. They're not trying to physically kill him. They want us to do it. And I guarantee you, there is a boatload of assassins headed this way over that border. And Netanyahu saying, your enemies are sending them. Let us kill them. And the Democrats are standing in the way. What a time in America. I never thought I'd see a thing like this. Whew. All right. Coming up, did the Democrats screw up their coup? Is their latest coup coming undone? I'm going to explain all this to you. It's going to make so much sense in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Coming up next.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo! Okay, here we go. Here's what's going on. Those of you who listen to me know what's actually going on. You've known since December when I laid it all out in a viral post. Got over 1 million views on Twitter. I said that Joe Biden would drop out, be forced out, whatever you want to call it. And I even told you the week it would happen. I said it would be after the GOP convention. So I nailed that. What did I say would happen next? There's no point in going through the political damage because there is a cost to this of pushing Biden out and only to have Kamala come in. Again, in polling, she has been less popular than Biden for much of his regime. It wasn't until he was revealed to be fully demented that she actually surpassed him, okay? Why would you push Joe Biden out deliberately? As was part of the plan, Biden agreed to go. He did. He cut that deal with him before he was ever elected. Why would you push Biden out to have somebody who is politically weaker and quite frankly more annoying than him take his place? You wouldn't. You wouldn't. But you can't just chunk the black lady aside, right? So they had a plan. They laid it out a few weeks ago. They sent James Clyburn out to deliver the news because he's black. Oh, we're going to do a blitzkrieg. I'm sorry, was that a Nazi word? We're going to do a blitz primary. Yes, blitz. Blitz primary. That was an unfortunate word choice and name for the primary. Anyway, yes, it's a kind of thing fascists do. Never mind. So we're going to have a blitz primary. Yeah, and Kamala can run in out if she wants to. Why do they want to have a blitz primary? Why were they pushing this a few weeks ago? They had begun to panic. Because Biden screwed up their calendar. Biden was supposed to go willingly. and he fought, and he cost him 3 weeks. You see what's going on here? They proposed a blitz primary, which would be people just, you know, electronically voting, or maybe they'd have a website, or maybe the delegates would do. Why did they want a blitz primary? Because she can't win it. Nobody wants her. Nobody likes her. Folks, a white dude and an Asian dude finished ahead of her in the primary. Tom Steyer, who's he? I don't know. He beat her. He had more support for her when she was forced to drop out without ever earning a single delegate. This woman can't even, she has never earned a single delegate in a primary. Understand that. She couldn't, not only could she not get the majority of the black vote, she couldn't get a plurality of it. She left the race in shame with her head down with less than 3% of the vote, okay? They didn't want her in. They don't want her in. They want to chunk her out. But Biden screwed them. Oh, boy, did he hurt them. Why? He dug his heels in. He said, you know, I like the power that I got now as president. So does Hunter. I think I won't go. Well, wait a minute, Tara. How can you prove that he intended to go? He said this in a debate 4 years ago. It's eerie now. Take a listen.
If I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign. We don't have that. And we discussed it.
See? Remember the deal. He was going to be a one-termer. He was supposed to leave. They'd set up the blitz primary as a firewall against Kamala. Because, believe me, none of them want her. And that would be that. That would be that. Biden threw off the timeline, and he really, really hurt them. Because he said, we know how they got him out. I mean, the New York Post told the whole story. They threatened him. They sent Pelosi after him. They sent Hakeem Jeffries and Schumer to him personally to get past Jill and Hunter to tell him, dude, we got an FBI file going back 15 years. We've had over 20 confidential sources on you. This criminal file's 3 inches thick, and it's also on Hunter and your brother. Two FBI officers have been surveilling you since you were vice president. We know that from the New York Post, too. You got to get out, bud. He's mad. Biden is mad. So he did the one thing he knew would hurt them so badly. Okay. I'm going to endorse a candidate less popular than me. I'm going to watch her lose. I'm going to watch her lose. And then I'm going to blame you for throwing me out because I'm the only guy who's ever beat Trump. That's what's going on right now, right? The Democrats have lost control of their coup. Why did they need a blitz primary? So they could go, oopsie. Did the fake black lady just lose? Oh, so sorry. But, you know, we have to have democracy. So anyway, here's Mark Kelly, the white dude who we're going to run. We can pass him off as a moderate. And the New York Post just got that whole thing, right? Here's the article headline. Obama doesn't believe Kamala Harris can beat Trump, which is why he hasn't endorsed her. Okay, this is a cry of desperation from Obama. He's about to lose control. Okay, by now, they were supposed to be well into the blitz primary. Kamala was supposed to have lost if she didn't just give up and go away. And we were supposed to have discovered that the delegates or the voters, whoever, really want the white dude, Mark Kelly. Why? Because Mark Kelly stands a decent chance of beating Trump. He does. I'm going to lie to you. He does. We got a week to keep her in this race because the voting's supposed to start August 1st. So here's the story. And I'd always wondered who the white candidate was they were going to shove forward because they want to win. They can't win with her. Following Joe Biden's shock resignation from the race on Sunday and his immediate endorsement of the vice president, most of the Democrat elite have been quick to rally behind Harris. But Obama is a notable exception. Obama's very upset because he knows she can't win, the Biden family source told the Post. Obama knows she's just incompetent. The border czar who never visited the border is saying that all the migrants should have health insurance. She cannot navigate the landmines that are ahead of her. She's not smart enough to do it either. She's just not. When you are running for president, there are things you can and can't say. They go on to explain the plan was a coup on the Democrat voters themselves with Mark Kelly. And that is what you saw yesterday, okay? Yesterday, Black Lives Matter comes out and says, oh, no, There's no democracy here. We just noticed. Oh, and we don't want Kamala. Oh, and by the way, what we need is a blitz primary that they know she can't win. Isn't it weird that at the last minute, suddenly Black Lives Matter wants the very thing the elite, globalist, Democrat, would-be dictator leadership wanted weeks ago? Why? Because Black Lives Matter is the only group that can say it, okay? Them and Clyburn. That's why they sent Clyburn out to originally deliver the idea of the blitz primary. Why? Because a white dude's going to win it. He's the only one who could beat Trump. There's a handful of them. Shapiro could too. Shapiro could beat Trump. It'd be a real race. But he's Jewish. Yeah. And their base is good 20-30% hardcore anti-Semitic. So that's not going to work. The American people probably go for Shapiro. But no, it's not going to work because they're hate mongers. So they got to go with Kelly. And that's what they wanted. Kelly would answer to Obama. Obama would still be in charge, i.e. the deep state, and Brennan would still be in charge. Everybody be happy. Joe Biden messed the whole thing up. Why? He dragged his feet. He ran out the clock for weeks. He was supposed to go peacefully. He did not. They had to spend weeks getting him out. Right now, they're up against their own nominating convention. And they got a problem. They got a week to get Kamala out. That is why you're getting this schizophrenic coverage right now. Okay? Some in the media are on the, we can still take her out, hold on plan. I mean, have you seen just at the beginning of the week, New York Times runs an article, she can't win. Politico, another left-wing house organ, runs an article. All the leaders in the world are laughing at her. She's a lightweight. They know she can't beat Trump. Okay, Politico runs that. Why? They're trying to take her out in a coup. Obama's behind it. Then you get Axios. What's the headline article on Monday and into Tuesday? Joe Biden wouldn't drop out because he knows she can't win. Well, that doesn't make sense. He endorsed her. It's a lie. But what's the point to tell the Democrat to get to base turn? She can't win. She can't win. She can't win. She can't win. Then you send BLM out there, Black Lives Matter, to go, hey, why don't we try that blitz primary that we know she can't get through? So we can get to white guy up there who answers to Obama and Brennan and the deep state. That's what's going on. So you got to me on one hand, it's so weird to watch right now, trying to take her out with all these articles about she can't win. And they're not wrong. I mean, they may cheat, but they're going to have to print a lot of ballots, right? They don't want to print that many ballots. It becomes too obvious, right? So you got to one half, the media is trying to politically assassinate her. That's Obama. Okay, he's mad because Biden endorsed her. And then you got the other hand of the media going, well, you know, we might have to go forward with this woman too. So we're going to lie to you and tell you she was never the border czar. It is so strange. But the bottom line is the headline that I have on my Rumblecast today, on my Twittercast today, which is this. Did Democrats just lose control of their coup? And if they did, it'll be because of this long-running feud with Biden. That is what is going on. So, folks, if I was running a Trump campaign right now, if I was running the RNC right now, we don't hit her that hard. We do not hit her that hard. We do not. We talk about how Democrat policies suck, how open borders, how inflation makes you poor, and how those are Democrat policies and how it doesn't matter which one they pick. We lay off of her. We lay off of her because right now they're trying to get rid of her and we don't want to do it for them. And that is what is going on right now. So if you are a praying person, pray for Kamala. Pray she can hang in there. Even with Black Lives Matter on her back. Knife, 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 knife. We need her to hang in there. We need an early vote. And the earliest they're saying it could happen is August 1st. Please, Lord, please. Kamala for president or something. You ever got important stuff to do? Like in my case, a show, and I'm moving through the prep right now. And before I know it, half the break is gone and I'm sucked into the internet. That's how powerful the internet is. Most powerful force on earth, I think. Before you know it, an hour's gone, half an hour's gone. You didn't even mean to waste it. You had stuff to do and now it's not done. Yeah, that happens to me. Did you see this? This happened. This is one of my favorite things. It happens this time of year. It gets hot. People go into the water. And they and the media are routinely shocked, shocked, I tell you, to find there are sharks there and they bite. Sometimes with a lot of ferocity. It makes international news. It doesn't matter how many times it happens. The shock is the same every time. Yes, it's nature. That's his home, not yours. When you go in, you might lose a leg. I mean, you might. But this one, I don't know whether to be appalled about the shark or heartened by modern technology. Did you see this? This rising surfing star. And there's a way to feed yourself to sharks. Rising surfing star Kai McKenzie goes into some of the most shark-filled waters on Earth. And shock ensues when he's what? Say it with me. Attacked by a shark. Who knew? Anyway, he's 23, young and dumb. So he goes in the water, gets attacked by a great white shark off the mid-north coast of South New Wales, okay? So he comes out of the water. Somebody, you know, uses their dog leash to tourniquet his leg because the rest of it's gone, you know, like the bottom part. Now, here's the crazy part. Bystanders note the leg washed up. The shark spit it out. What a crazy story. So by the time the helicopter lands to medevac him out, they got him and a leg and they put it on ice. And reportedly, the doctors are trying to reattach it. Miracles of modern medicine. Good thing the shark, you know, spat the leg out. And then I had to Google. I had to know, did they manage to reattach it? That would be crazy, right? Can you imagine the story to tell your grandkids? Yeah, this leg right here. Mm-hmm. Went into the shark's belly, got spat out, and they reattached it. And it's fine now. Anyway, I hope he's okay. I do. Here's the line from The Independent. The severed leg that washed up on the beach was placed on ice and taken to the hospital about 200 kilometers away from the place where the attack occurred. Doctors will assess whether the leg can be reattached. Can you imagine being that doctor? Oh, God. Seriously, leg on ice? What is it? Surfer. Shocked to find sharks there in the ocean. All right. Anyway, sharks are in Washington, too. We're talking about those as well. We're finally finding out who the candidate is that the coup was about. It's Mark Kelly. That's who they think, from their internal polling, they could beat Trump with. So this whole thing, we finally find out yesterday from the New York Post, all of this cloak and dagger, pushing Biden out when he wouldn't go, was to make way for Kelly. What is this actually all about? Obama trying to hold on to power. And as the New York Post explained yesterday, he thinks Kamala can't win. And he wants to hold on to power. And folks, I'm telling you what, Biden did this to them. He was supposed to go quietly. That was the deal. He cost them 3 weeks. They were going to do their shock and awe. Oh, no, we love the black woman. But oh, geez, look at the polls. She can't win. Scared the delegates about a Hitlerian Trump presidency. And they would all fall in line. Well, now they're on a compressed schedule. They have just 6 days, to scare the heck out of the delegates or have a blitz primary that they know Kamala can't win. It's why you're getting this schizophrenic coverage, okay? On the one hand, you have all the Obama-planted articles in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, in Politico now, where they say they're getting desperate. You could tell by these articles. Oh, world leaders are laughing at her. Putin's laughing at her. They probably are, actually. She can't beat him. The media never tells the truth like this, unless Obama tells them to, okay? So you've got that side of it, because you're still trying to take her out. They're trying to get to a blitz primary so they can put Kelly in there and claim it's democracy and the will of the voters, right? On the other hand, the media doesn't know what to do, okay? They don't know. So they've already started lying, which is what they're supposed to do about whoever they think the nominee is. So on the other hand, you get this bizarre, hey, no, her? No, she was never the border czar. No, not us. No, we didn't. No, she wasn't. No, that didn't happen. Simultaneously. What does that mean? For the first time, the Democrats are undisciplined. They're not speaking off the same talking points. They are in chaos as their attempted coup falls apart. And why did it fall apart? They wanted to shove Biden out and shut him up. Instead, he did the one thing that hurts them the most. He said, I'm anointing her. She's the nominee now. He knew exactly what he's doing. You know what he's trying to do? Defeat them. He wants her to lose. He knows she will. So he can then say, shouldn't have pushed me out. I'm the only person to ever defeat Trump. Your girl Hillary couldn't do it. And Obama backed her too, because Biden and Obama hate each other. This is fascinating. This is the kind of stuff that normally happens to us in the GOP. Never happens to them. God bless. I love the timing, too. Texter writes, the shark spat out the leg because it's more salty than a country ham. Another texter writes, sharks do not like human flesh. Too much iron. Well, they sure chomp down on enough of it. Good morning, Tara. How do you know that was his leg? It could have been another victim. They just ate the entire body. I don't know. Ask me an easier question. Texter writes, Tara, do you think that Kamala gets the delegate votes and is the presidential candidate? I don't know. They are in a frantic state. This is so much fun to watch. They got to kill Kamala off by the 1st of August. Did you see the desperate plea that went out overnight? The DNC put out a plea. Hey, you know, if there's any other candidates, Mark Kelly, if you could, like, you know, Josh Shapiro, Gretchen Whitmer, you know, if you want to sign up here, like, we'll let you run in a blitz primary. I mean, we'd have to. That'd be democracy, right? Because Kamala can't win. I mean, she sucks. I mean, she was the border czar, but actually also not the border czar. They are in a mess. They sound like us. And I just explained to you why. Biden basically went full terrorist and said, okay, if you're going to push me out, if you set that debate as a trap for me, which the New York Post reported yesterday they did, the Democrats set that as a trap for him. All right, I'm going to burn the whole thing down. I endorse Kamala because they all know she's less popular than him for most of his administration. She is polled behind him, not in front of him. And it's a mess. So the New York Post, for the first time answering a question I've had, who was the candidate they intended in a coup on their own voters to move to the front of the blitz primary? It's Mark Kelly, who I guess they think can vote, can beat Trump. Anyway, according to the New York Post, Obama's hope was to get Biden out of the way, use the article written by George Clooney, ask him to step aside, and then insert the white guy who they do think can win. But they've lost control of the process. It's fabulous.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ever got important stuff to do, like in my case, a show, and I'm moving through the prep right now, and before I know it, half the break is gone, and I'm sucked into the internet? That's how powerful the internet is. Most powerful force on earth, I think. Before you know it, an hour's gone, half an hour's gone. You didn't even mean to waste it. You had stuff to do, and now it's not done. Yeah, that happens to me. Did you see this? This happened. This is one of my favorite things. It happens this time of year. It gets hot. People go into the water. And they and the media are routinely shocked, I tell you, to find there are sharks there and they bite. Sometimes with a lot of ferocity. It makes international news. It doesn't matter how many times it happens. The shock is the same every time. Yes, it's nature. That's his home, not yours. When you go in, you might lose a leg. I mean, you might. But this one, I don't know whether to be appalled about the shark or heartened by modern technology. Did you see this? This rising surfing star. And there's a way to feed yourself to sharks. Rising surfing star Kai McKenzie goes into some of the most shark-filled waters on Earth. And shock ensues when he's what? Say it with me. Attacked by a shark. Who knew? Anyway, he's 23, young and dumb. So he goes in the water, gets attacked by a great white shark off the mid-north coast of South New Wales. Okay? So he comes out of the water. Somebody, you know, uses their dog leash to tourniquet his leg. Because the rest of it's gone, you know, like the bottom part. Now here's the crazy part. Bystanders note the leg washed up. The shark spit it out. What a crazy story. So by the time the helicopter lands to medevac him out, they got him and the leg and they put it on ice. And reportedly, the doctors are trying to reattach it. Miracles of modern medicine. Good thing the shark, you know, spat the leg out. And so then I had to Google. I had to know, did they manage to reattach it? That would be crazy, right? Can you imagine the story to tell your grandkids? Yeah, this leg right here. Mm-hmm. Went into shark's belly, got spat out, and they reattached it. And it's fine now. Anyway, I hope he's okay. I do. Here's the line from The Independent. The severed leg that washed up on the beach was placed on ice and taken to the hospital about 200 kilometers away from the place where the attack occurred. doctors will assess whether the leg can be reattached. Can you imagine being that doctor? Oh, God. Seriously, leg on ice. What is it? Surfer. Shocked to find sharks there in the ocean. All right. Anyway, sharks are in Washington, too. We're talking about those as well. We're finally finding out who the candidate is that the coup was about. It's Mark Kelly. That's who they think, from their internal polling, they could beat Trump with. So this whole thing, we finally find out yesterday from the New York Post, all of this cloak and dagger, pushing Biden out when he wouldn't go, was to make way for Kelly. What is this actually all about? Obama trying to hold on to power. And as the New York Post explained yesterday, he thinks Kamala can't win. And he wants to hold on to power. And folks, I'm telling you what, Biden did this to them. He was supposed to go quietly. That was the deal. He cost them 3 weeks. They were going to do their shock, you know, oh, no, we love the black woman. But, oh, geez, look at the polls. She can't win. Scare the delegates about a Hitlerian Trump presidency. And they would all fall in line. Well, now they're on a compressed schedule. They have just 6 days to scare the heck out of the delegates or have a blitz primary that they know Kamala can't win. That's why you're getting this schizophrenic coverage, okay? On the one hand, you have all the Obama planted articles in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, in Politico now, where they say they're getting desperate. You could tell by these articles, oh, world leaders are laughing at her. Putin's laughing at her. They probably are, actually. She can't beat him. The media never tells the truth like this, unless Obama tells them to, okay? So you've got that side of it, because you're still trying to take her out. They're trying to get to a blitz primary so they can put Kelly in there and claim it's democracy and the will of the voters, right? On the other hand, the media doesn't know what to do, okay? They don't know. So they've already started lying, which is what they're supposed to do about whoever they think the nominee is. So on the other hand, you get this bizarre, hey, no, her? No, she was never the border czar. No, not us. No, we didn't. No, she wasn't. No, that didn't happen. Simultaneously. What does that mean? For the first time, the Democrats are undisciplined. They're not speaking off the same talking points. They are in chaos as their attempted coup falls apart. And why did it fall apart? They wanted to shove Biden out and shut him up. Instead, he did the one thing that hurts them the most. He said, I'm anointing her. She's the nominee now. He knew exactly what he's doing. You know what he's trying to do? Defeat them. He wants her to lose. He knows she will. So he can then say, shouldn't have pushed me out. I'm the only person to ever defeat Trump. Your girl Hillary couldn't do it. And Obama backed her too. Because Biden and Obama hate each other. This is fascinating. This is the kind of stuff that normally happens to us in the GOP. Never happens to them. God bless. I love the timing, too. Texter writes, the shark spat out the leg because it's more salty than a country ham. Now, the texter writes, sharks do not like human flesh. Too much iron. Well, they sure chomp down on enough of it. Good morning, Tara. How do you know that was his leg? It could have been another victim. They just ate the entire body. I don't know. Ask me an easier question. Texter writes, Tara, do you think that Kamala gets the delegate votes and is the presidential candidate? I don't know. They are in a frantic state. This is so much fun to watch. They got to kill Kamala off by the 1st of August. Did you see the desperate plea that went out overnight? The DNC put out a plea. Hey, you know, if there's any other candidates, Mark Kelly, if you could, like, you know, Josh Shapiro, Gretchen Whitmer, you know, if you want to sign up here, like, we'll let you run in a blitz primary. I mean, we'd have to. That'd be democracy, right? Because Kamala can't win. I mean, she sucks. I mean, she was the border czar, but actually also not the border czar. They are in a mess. They sound like us. And I just explained to you why. Biden basically went full terrorist and said, okay, if you're going to push me out, if you set that debate as a trap for me, which the New York Post reported yesterday they did, the Democrats set that as a trap for him. All right, I'm going to burn the whole thing down. I endorse Kamala because they all know she's less popular than him. For most of his administration, she is polled behind him, not in front of him. And it's a mess. So the New York Post, for the first time answering a question I've had, who was the candidate they intended in a coup on their own voters to move to the front of the blitz primary? It's Mark Kelly, who I guess they think can beat Trump. Anyway, according to the New York Post, Obama's hope was to get Biden out of the way, use the article written by George Clooney, ask him to step aside, and then insert the white guy who they do think can win. But they've lost control of the process. It's fabulous. Texture writes, the shark spat out DeLeg because it's more salty than a country ham. Now, the texture writes, sharks do not like human flesh. Too much iron. Well, they sure chomp down on enough of it. Good morning, Tara. How do you know that was his leg? It could have been another victim. They just ate the entire body. I don't know. Ask me an easier question. Texter writes, Tara, do you think that Kamala gets the delegate votes and is the presidential candidate? I don't know. They are in a frantic state. This is so much fun to watch. They got to kill Kamala off by the 1st of August. Did you see the desperate plea that went out overnight? The DNC put out a plea. Hey, you know, if there's any other candidates, Mark Kelly, if you could, like, you know, Josh Shapiro, Gretchen Whitmer, you know, if you want to sign up here, like, we'll let you run in a blitz primary. I mean, we'd have to. That'd be democracy, right? Because Kamala can't win. I mean, she sucks. I mean, she was the border czar, but actually also not the border czar. They are in a mess. They sound like us. And I just explained to you why. Biden has Biden basically went full terrorist and said, okay, if you're going to push me out, if you set that debate as a trap for me, which the New York Post reported yesterday they did, the Democrats set that as a trap for him. All right, I'm going to burn the whole thing down. I endorse Kamala because they all know she's less popular than him. For most of his administration, she is polled behind him, not in front of him. And it's a mess. So the New York Post, for the first time answering a question I've had, who was the candidate they intended in a coup on their own voters to move to the front of the blitz primary? It's Mark Kelly, who I guess they think can vote, can beat Trump. Anyway, according to the New York Post, Obama's hope was to get Biden out of the way, use the article written by George Clooney, ask him to step aside, and then insert the white guy who they do think can win. But they've lost control of the process. It's fabulous.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.